This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. A Democratic state senator is facing pressure from fellow Democrats who say he's blocking a proposed new excise tax on firearms. CPR's Benta Berkland reports the bill would die if it doesn't get a Senate hearing by Tuesday.
The measure would put a question on the November ballot asking voters to impose an excise tax on gun and ammunition purchases. The money would go towards victims of domestic violence and other violent crimes and mental health services. Now, the Democratic Women's Caucus is accusing committee chair Senator Kyle Mollica of blocking a vote. Mollica says claims he's stalling are false. He says he's actively meeting with sponsors and advocates to address his concerns about the proposed tax. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A bill to require licenses for people who work in the funeral industry is close to becoming law at the Colorado State House. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
Colorado is currently the only state that doesn't set professional standards for funeral home directors. And in recent years, there have been several high-profile incidents of funeral home mismanagement and abuse. Now lawmakers want people working in the industry to go through mandated training and pass a test to become licensed. Separately, the legislature is also moving forward on a bill to require more routine inspections of funeral homes and crematoria. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
Passes to enter Rocky Mountain National Park went on sale today. Timed entry reservations are required for vehicles to enter the park between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That requirement lasts from late May to mid-October. This is CPR News and KRCC.